Welcome to the Association of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Rubina Romanello. She's from the University of Trieste. She recently published an article entitled Public Support and Firm Performance, a Systematic Review and Research Agenda. She co-authored this paper with Yosanko Floriani, Stefano Miani and Andrej Dvuleti. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor & Francis. Rubina, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
At the time, we had a research project in collaboration with the regional financing agency with specific programs to support SMEs through financial and non-financial means. After discussing with the agency, we understood that from their perspective, it was essential to understand when public support really has a positive impact on the growth and performance of companies. For this reason, we decided to critically appraise the current evidence on the relationship between public support and firm performance, because the first overview revealed some inconsistencies and elements of variety. First of all, there were different types of public support considered in the papers. And the second element was that this support was given for different purposes. And these two elements of variety are really important when we consider impact evaluation as well. For this reason, we developed a critical review aimed at clarifying when public support positively impacts firm performance and when instead it doesn't.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
Our article contributes to entrepreneurship, innovation, and impact evaluation literature through this critical review of about 58 empirical papers on the relationship between public support and firm performance outcomes. And first of all, it digs into the context, theories, and measures adopted in the articles treating the topic. Then it tries to address the inconsistencies in the literature, underlining when the relationship between public support and performance types is confirmed and when instead it isn't. Also looking at contextual and other influential factors. In terms of contributions, I would say we make three contributions. First, we summarize the state of the art of the literature on this topic, providing also constructive elements to scholars interested in this topic. And this can make, in our view, a difference for PhD candidates, early researchers, or scholars approaching this topic for the first time. For instance, we included tables summarizing measures that used to capture dependent, independent, and interacting variables. The second contribution, which is the most important one, in our view, is that we provide a framework highlighting confirmed and unconfirmed relationships, also underlining when there are these inconsistencies and where more research is needed. And one of the main results is that our review underlines that the importance of considering the policy types, features, objectives, but also the firm types, the firm variables and the contextual factors as well when assessing the impact of the policy, because results change when all these parameters change. So this is important because it integrates entrepreneurship and may support in policies with the entrepreneurial ecosystem concept, where systemic conditions are considered pillars of the entrepreneurial ecosystem itself. So our work reconnects with this perspective as well. And the last contribution is more indirect to impact evaluation literature in general, as we stress the need to carefully evaluate whether and which indicators should be used to measure the effectiveness of public support, also considering the pre-established goals of the policies themselves.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
The challenge relates to the strength of the paper also, because this paper is highly interdisciplinary. It makes contributions to different literatures. And our research team includes Stefano Miani and Yosanko Floriani, who are finance scholars. Andrej Dvuleti is an economist and expert in SME policy research. And I have a background in management and strategy. So working together on this article required us to confront different perspectives, concepts, and definitions. And this has been the challenging and exciting part of this work, and hopefully also what it makes interesting our results. However, even though editorials often call for interdisciplinary works, they're hard to publish in highly ranked journals. Why? Because this work, for instance, draws on entrepreneurship, SME, public policy research. And the risk is that editors reject the paper because it is not aligned with the journal's scope, as it considers concepts from different literature streams. So we were lucky in this case because the editor saw the potential behind this work, because in our view, at least, it offers a fresh perspective, thanks to this collaborative effort between economists and management scholars.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
Regarding results, we have found that public support impacts change according to the firm performance types considered and also other factors. But we have identified 7 categories of firm performance outcomes, even though the most investigating ones are growth and survival, productivity, profitability, innovation performance. The relationships tend to be positive when considering growth and survival, while we found mixed results concerning productivity and innovation performance. The surprise, however, has been that public support never impacts firm profitability, even though profitability is never investigated alone. So one possible explanation could be that other relationships, such as growth, might absorb profitability effects. Alternatively, it might depend on the measures. The second interesting element for us is that there is evidence that public support moderates the relationship between firm level variables and growth. And this sheds light on the indirect effects of public support, which has been in part disregarded so far in policy evaluation literature. And also indirect effects require different approaches to be tackled, more holistic approaches rather than traditional ones. So this might also be an interesting aspect.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, practitioners in general?
From the policymakers' perspective, our work sheds light on which programs can have an impact and under which conditions, stimulating also reflections on how policymakers could design effective programs. And also, it stresses the importance of considering and aligning with the initial goals of the public program when trying to assessing the effectiveness of the program itself. And maybe this work could be interesting also for public bodies that need to assess the operations of financing agencies, because it, as I said, it shows that there are elements that are often not considered, or there might be efforts that are indirect, so less visible to traditional performance indicators. This is from the policy side. Instead, from the practitioner's view, our work highlights that there are individual and firm level factors that might have an influence on the main relationship between public support and firm performance. And this might suggest or raise attention on potential instruments and factors that managers could and entrepreneurs could leverage to make the most of the support received.
Thanks a lot, Rubina, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Public Support and Firm Performance, a Systematic Review and Research Agenda. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you. Thank you so much.